Get Abstract keeps you updated with summaries of the best business books published worldwide. Books you absolutely need to know in a convenient, smart format.
Like the compass point, true north is your inner direction. It represents your most sacred values, the vital markers you use to navigate through life. Its most basic precept is, leadership principles are values translated into action. Always maintaining true north is the mark of an authentic leader.
In contrast, an inauthentic leader lacks values and a strong moral sense, but nevertheless has been assigned to manage or lead others. In reality, such a person is not a leader at all, but an empty shell, an authoritarian figure who often leads only by using fear and rank. People may do as inauthentic leaders instruct, but sullenly and with little or no respect.
Harvard management professor Bill George and writer Peter Sims interviewed 125 leaders to discover what authentic, ethical leadership is all about and what it requires. True North, published by Jossie Bass, represents the fruits of their enlightened, comprehensive research. Get Abstract recommends it to anyone who leads others. If you see leadership as a quest, not a destination, then this book is an excellent starting point for your journey.
John Huntsman is the founder and chair of the Huntsman Corporation, a $13 billion chemical firm. In 1972, he went to work for the Nixon administration, eventually joining the department of powerful Chief of Staff Bob Haldeman. Haldeman soon asked Huntsman to help him entrap a congressman who had opposed a Nixon initiative. Huntsman refused and shortly thereafter left the administration. In 2001, due to a chemical industry recession, Huntsman's company was in big trouble. Lenders threatened to withhold supplies if he refused to put his firm into Chapter 11 bankruptcy. This should have been his company's death knell, but Huntsman's good name and the good name of his firm meant far too much to him to let it slip away. It took three tough years, but Huntsman turned things around, repaying every debt.
How does Huntsman's inspiring life story relate to the concept of true north? At every single crossroad, Huntsman used his internal moral compass, his own true north, to guide the direction he should take.
The business world has been rocked to its foundations by numerous high-profile scandals. Who is responsible? The answer is clear. Narcissistic, power-mad CEOs and senior executives who prioritize their personal, financial, and egotistical interests. And, while they were up to their slimy shenanigans, too many board members placidly turned a blind eye. The world of politics also seems to be disgraced routinely by those who abuse the public trust. On a daily basis, florid headlines tell stories of politicians who have been forced to resign or convicted and jailed because of their own severe ethical lapses. These individuals do not possess an internal moral compass, that is, true north guidance, to point them towards the righteous ethical path.
Like John Huntsman, authentic leaders always draw upon their personal ethics, morality, and basic sense of right and wrong as they direct others. Of course, authentic leaders must also be smart and capable, but even more, they need special inner qualities, high principles, ideals, values, and morals. How else can they inspire others? After all, that is what leadership is all about.
Five dimensions mark the authentic leader.
1. Purpose with passion.
True leaders always bring passion to their roles. Passion defines the life and work of Ellen Breyer, CEO at Hazelden Foundation, which helps people overcome chemical dependencies.
2. Practicing solid values.
A person who attempts to lead without values is no leader. He or she is merely a person with authority.
3. Leading with heart.
Heartless leaders inspire no one. They often depend on instilling fear in others to get them to follow.
4. Establishing connected relationships.
Leaders must be able to develop truly meaningful relationships with their subordinates. Dick Kovacevic, the chairman and CEO of Wells Fargo Bank, believes in and trusts the members of his executive team. His background as captain of his school's baseball team and as quarterback of its football team taught him to give his players the latitude they need to win. On the athletic field, I learned that a group of people can perform so much better as a team than as the sum of their individual talents, he explains.
And 5, demonstrating self-discipline.
Authentic leaders set high standards for themselves and their employees. Consider Nelson Mandela, the inspirational leader of South Africa's anti-apartheid movement. Mandela spent 27 years in jail, but never lost heart. Released at 71, Mandela resumed his civil rights work. 4 years later, he became president of a reformed South Africa.
The concept of adhering to your core beliefs is crucial. First, define these internal qualities. Your values are what is most important in your life, what you hold dear. Your leadership principles are the standards you rely upon to lead others. They directly relate to your values. Lastly, your ethical boundaries are the limits you place on your actions based on your personal moral standards.
What motivates you to be a leader?
Leadership can be a difficult path. If all you want is money and power, you'll face trouble. Instead, set your sights higher. This is something Dan Vasella, chairman and CEO of the giant drug company Novartis, has accomplished. Vasella suffered from numerous serious illnesses as a child. He became a physician to help fight disease, and then went to work in the pharmaceuticals industry. Through Vasella's enlightened leadership, Novartis now develops life-saving drugs that people all over the world rely upon daily to maintain their health and the quality of their lives.
Are you in touch with your most cherished values and beliefs? Is your true north properly aligned and working? If so, you are ready to step up and lead.
The concept of the born leader is a myth. It simply takes courage, vision, and most important, a strong ethical base. Take a look at talk show host Oprah Winfrey. Winfrey was born into desperate poverty in rural Mississippi. Her journey through life was anything but easy. It included being raped by a cousin and sexually molested by family members. But despite these and other setbacks, Winfrey was determined to succeed. And did. Winfrey is now one of the media's brightest, most influential stars. She dedicates her life in part to empowering others, particularly younger women.
No matter whether you are a low-level or middle manager, you can become a vital leader within your organization. Everyone has to start somewhere. Wendy Kopp proved this at age 21. After graduating from Princeton, she founded Teach for America to upgrade the educational system in the U.S. The program has developed over 10,000 teachers, and 6 of every 10 of them are still in education.
Are you ready to become an authentic leader? If so, then fully embrace your true north. True north establishes your authenticity and inspires others to follow your lead. Remember, leadership is a never-ending quest. It means taking one step and then another, moving inexorably ahead to achieve your important goals. So, are you headed in the right direction? You are if your true north is guiding you. It is your essential touchstone for leadership success.
Thank you for listening to Get Abstract Book Summaries. To learn more about this topic, simply enter the keywords ethical leadership on getabstract.com.